You know something I like to say? When you were in your mama's belly, God loved you. God had plans for you. I hope you don't get tired of hearing that, because I love to say that. I think it's very powerful. The truth is, anyone who doesn't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ has experienced the negative consequences of alienation from God all their lives. Every person who exists outside of a personal relationship with Jesus Christ is suffering from the absence of God syndrome, which displays itself in fear and guilt and loneliness. Those who have not experienced the forgiveness of God are doomed to wander through time cut off from the vital life that only God can give. So, does God exist? Are you thinking about it, or are you just not too sure? Or are you not ready for the question? Does God exist?
Yes.
I believe absolutely, with every fiber of my being, that God exists. It just does not, my scientific mind pops in, and it just does not make sense any other way. It just doesn't. I believe that anyone who truly takes time to sit down and think about it and study it honestly has no choice but to say God definitely exists. In the light of the total evidence, folks, it just makes sense. Nothing else does. Also, we have a long line of people written about in the Bible, ancient and modern scholars and saintly souls who have affirmed the long succession of witnesses telling of God's power, greatness, and glory. So where is God? In God we live. Excuse me, say it with me. In God we live and move and have our being. Think about that for a minute. God knows you more intimately than you know yourself. God is closer to you than the breath that you have in your lungs. God is closer to you than the person that you feel most close to. God is a life force that allows us to live. So, what is God doing? What is God doing? You got to see the quotes up there. God is searching. God is pursuing. I think I like that word better. I think I made up my mind this morning. God is pursuing us and longing for us to choose to have a relationship with Him. Today's scripture says that God created us to look for God. We call that prevenient grace in the United Methodist Church. It goes before, prevenient. Luke 15, one of my favorite chapters in the entire Bible, describes how God looks for us, just in closing here. A shepherd looking for a lost sheep. You know this. A woman looking for a lost coin. What's the next one? A father watching for a son that is left. Now, in each case, what happens when that sheep is found? What happens when that coin is found? What happens when that son comes home? Do you know what that next verse in each of those situations is? God throws a party. I like parties. Because, see, I believe in a party in God. Do you know when you gave your life to Christ, there was a party in heaven? Think about that.